Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location. At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ChatGPT has the ability to disrupt a lot of different industries, and one in particular is education. Today on the podcast, we're going to be diving into how GPT-4 is going to be disrupting education and what is currently happening in this space. I think one of the biggest stories in this particular area, which actually OpenAI announced when they did their big, huge launch of GPT-4, is Khan Academy. And Sol Khan, who's the founder of Khan Academy, explains why he thinks that GPT-4 is ready to be a tutor. Now, in the past, you know, this has gotten a lot of criticism, I guess you could say, because ChatGPT obviously has the ability to hallucinate and just make up random facts. And so, you know, people, when talking about GPT and ChatGPT being used for education, one of the big concerns is, what if this thing is just making up random stuff and it's, you know, teaching it to kids and now they don't know what's actually like fact and fiction? And so, you know, this has obviously been a big debate and a big area of discussion in the past. But what's really interesting is, Mr. Khan, obviously he says this technology is very powerful. I think that's something we all know. And then he points out to the fact that it is getting better and better. So that obviously is something that we all know. But I think that, you know, there's also a lot of just high profile examples, aka people posting screenshots on Twitter or wherever, about ChatGPT getting really basic facts and math and all that kind of stuff wrong. And so I think OpenAI is trying to claim that their newest version, GPT-4, solves a lot of those problems. I don't know if it actually is any better at doing math per se, but they have also integrated plugins that are better at doing math and that kind of stuff. And so I think that might be used to fill the gap. Now, it's pretty interesting because if you talk to Khan Academy specifically about kind of what they have going in, they actually have a AI-assisted tutor called KhanMigo, and that is what they kind of launched with when GPT-4 initially launched. So with that, I think at the moment they have a couple new schools that added. So I think they have a total of 425 teachers and students that are currently testing this out. And so I think they're just rolling it out to a couple specific schools at the moment. And how it works essentially is that the chatbot is pretty much like a real life online tutor, looking at students' work and helping them when they get stuck. That's kind of the idea of it. So in a math problem, for example, it would detect not whether, you know, not just whether a student got the answer right or wrong, but also where they might have gone astray in their reasoning. And if you kind of, you know, zooming out and looking at the bigger picture, ChatGPT obviously has gotten a lot of criticism around everything within education, from, you know, people saying it's not correct enough to people wanting to ban it because they're worried that people are just going to use it to write all of their essays, yada, yada. And so there's obviously a whole number of different concerns, but what's interesting is, you know, Khan said that he understands all of these fears that people, you know, all of these kind of controversies that are happening right now, but he also notes that many of the people criticizing, you know, ChatGPT and whatnot are actually using it themselves. You see this a lot. A lot of teachers are using ChatGPT to help them grade students' work and to help them come up with assignments and stuff like that. I've even talked to a teacher that had it write his entire curriculum for his entire semester. So obviously this thing is incredibly powerful. And I think it really is in the best interest of these students to let them use it, get to know it, because when there's something this powerful, a tool, you don't want these kids to be the ones left behind. And so I think for all of the flaws that it might have, I'd say today there's really offers an amazing opportunity for kids in, you know, both rich and developing countries to really get personalized learning with this tool, despite some of the imperfections it might have, and especially under the, you know, realization that this technology is going to get better and better, and we want to start testing and integrating it now so that we can have it ready as this thing becomes, you know, incredibly accurate in the future. Something interesting to note is that Khan Academy says that they didn't just take GPT-4 right out of the box, you know, because, I mean, essentially you can get an API to ChatGPT and use it and integrate it into whatever you're doing. But they said, you know, it's not just straight out of the box. It's not just, you know, an API, because obviously that wouldn't have any value add. They said that they added some of their own secret sauce to help avoid math problems. And they've said they'd be surprised if anyone has worked harder on this than they have, which is kind of interesting because, you know, math is one area that has been notoriously criticized in. And in previous versions before GPT-4, I tested it pretty extensively and found it not super great. I know GPT-4 has helped some of these problems, and I think plugins have helped a lot more. But anyways, it's going to be pretty interesting. I kind of know what they're talking about. You know, in the past, I've helped develop AI life coaches, and we have really complex and elaborate and long prompts that you're essentially telling ChatGPT to act like to help it become a life coach. And so I'm assuming it's going to be the same thing. You know, it's going to say, pretend you are a math tutor. Look over the kids' work. Look at how they've solved the problem. Explain every, you know, step of the way the problems they solved. And they probably have some sort of plugin integrated that says, for all computation of math problems, use X, Y, and Z plugin, or, you know, pull it from here. Don't do the math problem yourself. Like, I'm sure they have a lot of those kind of things. I mean, secret sauce, it doesn't sound that complicated. You're just going to integrate it with a calculator, essentially. And then you're going to explain the steps of what this student needs to do. So I'm sure they did work hard and tried to make some custom stuff, but also, I don't know, I wouldn't give them like too much credit. Like, they have their own, you know, Khan Academy GPT. Like, they really are still using an API, even if they have a elaborate prompt that they put at the beginning and maybe a plugin they integrate with. In any case, another popular feature allows students from elementary school and all the way up to high school to take either side of an issue and debate with the AI tutor. Again, I'm sure that Khan Academy or whatever is going to try to play it off like they have some secret sauce, but all you're going to do is say, pretend that you are a elementary school or, you know, high school grade 12 debater, and you're debating the opposite side of this issue, and the issue is blank, and then it just fills it in with, and then it just debates, right? So, I mean, it's nothing that, like, not anyone could just figure out. So I'm, you know, I haven't quite been dazzled by anything that they've done specifically, but obviously GPT-4 is getting better and better, and this is an amazing tool, regardless of whether it's Khan Academy or virtually anyone that I think is going to be able to implement this in the near future. Now, that being said, I do hope Khan Academy, you know, as they are, I remember using them growing up, and they are a pretty big platform, so I do hope that they, you know, come and help develop some really powerful AI tools, maybe use some of their data to build some of their own language models. But at the moment, they are using an API, and so I won't hype them as a company up too much, since they're just using the API from ChatGPT. So Khan Academy does, you know, acknowledge or whatever that the chatbot, like the students it is helping tutor, still has a lot to learn, and that's why it's being only made available to a really small group. They're testing it on right now, right around 500 students and teachers. And I think that it's going to get better. They said that people who are opting in hopefully know that it's not perfect, and that it's getting better quite fast with earlier versions, including GPT 3.5. So that was the second version of ChatGPT. They said that the engine could help answer a lot of math problems, but it couldn't break down the math problems into steps the way that GPT-4 can. So that is one of the big improvements that has been made. And that's actually what was really necessary for this thing to be considered, you know, like a full-time tutor, because that's what it needed to be able to do. So as far as next steps on what Khan Academy plans on doing, they say that they would love to see the program cover current events and be able to work on problems that require a diagram or graph. We're not there yet, but with the new feature where you can upload images to ChatGPT and to GPT-4, this might be something that is coming soon. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens in the space, how Khan Academy plans on integrating some of this technology into their platform, and also how education and schools as a whole integrate this into what they are doing. It's going to be a really interesting space to continue watching in the future. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.